WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members are expected to take official action next month to ask voters to raise one property tax rate in order to take advantage of a component in the state's school finance formula.
We've had these two golden pennies from $1.04 to $1.06 on the M&O side sitting out there for several years. And at this time, if we take advantage of those 2 cents, that nets an additional $3.1 million from Austin year in and year out every year in perpetuity. As long as perpetuity lasts in Texas, right, every 2 years.
Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb says this comes at the same time the board is considering a budget that drops by 3 cents the district's property tax rate for paying off bonds. Webb says holding a special election in October instead of waiting until the November general election is to avoid having the tax office send two sets of notices if voters approve the TRE or tax ratification election.
There's a lot of concern about confusing residents. Well, you know, I already got this letter, so they throw the new one away. Well, it's actually a tax decrease on their second letter that the tax office would be sending out, and it's also wasted postage.
A 2 cent increase in BISD's tax rate for maintenance and operations will also generate $1.4 million from property owners. The more than $4 million in additional funding would offset a projected budget shortage next year of $3.6 million. The Bryan City Council took up 3 matters last night affecting residential neighborhoods.
Without discussion, final approval is given to banning developers from turning a large residential lot into multiple smaller lots. Council agreed at the Planning and Zoning Commission that this would help regulate rental housing. The council approved the first of 2 readings for reducing the percentage of property owners interested in establishing a residential conservation district from 66 to 58%. While both measures address to some degree the future of stilt dorms and other rental housing, Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman told the council there'd be a joint meeting with P&Z on that specific topic August 8th.
We have a P&Z subcommittee that is coming up with a list of recommendations that they will be presenting to the council at that meeting.
The council also overturned a ruling by the Historic Landmarks Commission to grant the owner of the Ashton Porter House at East 29th and Hill a wrought iron fence along 29th as tall as 6.5 feet. The Landmarks Commission sought a maximum height of 3 feet. The homeowner now needs the approval of the city's zoning board of adjustments. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There is at least one person interested in each of the 3 openings for College Station City Council in this November's election. That's after Bob Brick filed for the seat presently occupied by his wife Blanche Brick, who is not eligible to run again due to term limits. The rest of the list is online at WTAW.com. As the Texas Senate resumed consideration of the proposed bathroom bill, police chiefs were outside the Capitol expressing their opposition. From Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo.
This is a bad law, a law that will lead to discrimination, to harassment, to the further marginalization of people that are already targeted.
After the 8:30 news, Scott will be interviewing Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Aggieland HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Warm weather locked in across the region, courtesy of high pressure off to our east. It'll be partly sunny today. There's the threat of an isolated shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon. Highs 95 to 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow. We're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Bombers started their seven-game road trip with a win over the Texarkana Twins. Meanwhile, the Astros continue to lead the AL West with their victory over the Phillies, while the Rangers earned a decisive win over the Marlins. And it turns out Lucky Whitehead was not the guy who robbed a convenience store. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it was mistaken identity.
Indeed it was.
How did they mistake him, I wonder?
I don't know.
I guess they found the other guy?
Yeah, they are confident they have the guy, apparently.
Huh. So. Okay. Well, that's odd and different.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, Chelsea, welcome back.
Hello. Thank you.
I know you're thrilled to be able to get up early again.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, that's so here we are.
Here we are.
And it's not any cooler, you know. It's still warm outside.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Still hot.
You know, yesterday was it yesterday the AC wasn't working, or was it 2 days ago? Okay.
Oh, really?
It's kind of been,
up here?
Yep.
Of course. The day that I'm not here and my room doesn't feel like a meat locker.
Yep. That's right. Now it's back to some kind of. Well,
No, it's fine right now, actually. It's great.
Yeah. It keeps you awake if it's cold.
True.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So, but there's been a lot of hot weather in places that we don't normally think about them having hot weather. Among those would be Tacoma, Washington.
Mm.
Apparently, a dump truck traveling in Tacoma spilled a gooey load into the highway. The hot summer heat caused a load of dough to rise and spill out.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's like a giant loaf of bread, I guess.
Yeah. Wow.
Tacoma police officers shared a photo of it on Twitter. And, of course, out came the puns like, when you think you've seen it all, dough.
Yeah.
Anything to keep the situation from rising out of control. And seriously, dough, I hope this is the yeast of your worries for the weekend. Why are they putting dough in the back of a dump truck?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's still a lot of questions.
Probably, hopefully,
story.
That's not for consumption.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that first one was like, just when you think you've seen it all.
That's the one. Yeah, I just didn't have that. I just had that thing there. Anyway, in the meantime, you know, as you talk to anybody who's in customer service, they'll tell you it's a great job as long as you don't have to deal with the customers.
Yep.
Take it to North Carolina, where a man tried to return some diced butternut squash.
Okay.
We know what that is. The man had mistaken the diced vegetables for cubed cheese, even though the container said butternut squash.
It does kind of look like
cheese. I can definitely see that mistake happening.
Okay. And sold in the produce section.
Right, not where the cheese is.
But, of course, that didn't matter. That's fine. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you bringing that back.
Yeah.
And they gave him his money back, and he got to wander off and find cheese, I suppose.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
And I'm sure there are people out there who've had similar incidences either happen to them or happen by them.
Oh, yeah.
It would be an unfortunate, bite that you take.
It would.
Oh, yeah. It's like when you're expecting Sprite and you take a sip of water.
Uh-huh. Or Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah, indeed.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save 26% on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. 26% in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $91.68 and dealer discounts of $27.50. Stock number 6253. See dealer for details.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Well, hey, hey, there you go. Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's July the 26th. Day 207, got 158 of them to go. It is all or nothing day. I don't know. Does that have to do with betting or what? I'm not sure. Let me see. All or nothing day.
Maybe it just means go all in, no matter what you do.
That's go big or go home.
That's fine. All right. Anyway, it's coffee milkshake day.
All right.
Which is it? You know, I see a billboard for Whataburger.
Yes. Okay. I had somebody the other day, granted he's not from Texas, and he was kind of saying how he wasn't a huge fan of Whataburger. One of the only times he went was he ordered the coffee shake.
Well, nobody made him do that.
Yeah. And I thought, no, that's not what you order you go to Whataburger.
Wow. Okay.
So anyway, not something I would choose off a menu.
You can buy coffee ice cream. Again, after the first or second spoonful, you go, okay, well, that's fine.
All right, sure.
National Bagel Fest Day, if you want to do that. Bagels, you know, you can make a lot of things happen there.
Yeah.
And it's Aunt and Uncle Day if you got them, then celebrate them.
Cool.
Yeah, and birthdays.
We got birthdays. Kate Beckinsale is 44. Of course, she was in the Underworld movies and all kinds of other stuff. Bachelor host Chris Harrison is 46 today.
Sure. You know, sometimes I just wonder how much he hates that job.
He's been doing it forever. Right?
Well, until he gets the paycheck.
Oh,
the paycheck hits, then that's okay.
Yeah. Jason Statham is 50, action star from the Transporter and the Expendables movies, or Fast and the Furious. Jeremy Piven is 52 from Entourage.
Yeah.
Lots of other stuff. Sandra Bullock. I believe she lives in Austin, doesn't she? Or
got a house there.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm sure she lives in multiple places.
Yeah. She's 53 today.
Still looks great.
Mm-hmm, yes, definitely. Danny Woodburn is 53. He was Mickey on Seinfeld, the leader of the dwarves in Julia Roberts' Snow White movie in Mirror, Mirror.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And he was also in Jingle All the Way and Death to Smoochie, lots of stuff. Kevin Spacey is 58 today.
You know, he's, of course, he's Frank Underwood right now in House of Cards. But this guy has a tremendous ability to be able to do voices.
Yeah, his impressions are fantastic.
Yeah, he's been on The Tonight Show, and they've done a thing where they call it Wheel of Impressions.
Yes.
You know, where they'll spin a wheel and a name comes up and boom, he just nails it.
Wow.
And he's fairly talented. Yeah. All right, what else?
Dorothy Hamill is 61, figure skating gold medalist from 1976. Helen Mirren is 72.
Oh, yeah.
She's been in lots of things.
She has.
Mick Jagger is 74. Doesn't look a day over 90.
Let that settle in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, you know, from the neck down, he's in great shape. It's just, boy, you know, anyway.
He's aged in the face. Yeah.
Okay.
And Joe Jackson, father of Jackie Jackson, Tito Jackson, Jermaine Jackson, Marlon Jackson, Rebby Jackson, Latoya Jackson, Randy Jackson, Janet Jackson, and Michael Jackson.
All of those Jacksons.
Yeah, he's 89.
Okay. Dorothy Hamill. She won the Olympic gold medal in 1976.
Yeah, I had her.
Did that? Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry. Because everybody had that haircut. Well, not everybody. A lot of girls had that haircut.
Yeah.
I mean, and they knew that was Dorothy Hamill back in the day. So what's she doing?
Yeah.
I mean, is she touring? She doing like ice capades now?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's it. It's 619.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So it's clear to me this deep state is President Trump's number one domestic enemy, and they have set out to undermine and to destroy the president's agenda. And now they just got a nod of approval from the president's former CIA director, John Brennan. Zero Hedge is reporting that Director Brennan said that if the White House tries to fire the special counsel who has so many conflicts of interest, well, government officials should refuse to follow the president's orders. In other words, stage a coup, because he says the orders would be inconsistent with the duties of the executive branch. Brennan said, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry that out. I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue. Well, this is what President Trump is now up against. This is the sewer and swamp that needs to be drained.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you've got a 401k, IRA, or pension plan, I've got some bad news for you. This is Brett Threat Kitchen, and the IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $18 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of over 90% like the 1960s. There's a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes in retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now at 800-908-1616 to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. No credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616. 1-800-908-1616.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Sovac City's been voted the Reader's Choice for sewing machines and vacuums again in the Brazos Valley. Thank you to all of you who voted for us. To show you our appreciation, for the month of July, we're giving anyone that mentions they heard this ad on the radio a $20 discount on any full service on your sewing machine or vacuum. That is correct. Just mention you heard this ad and boom, $20 off. Easy as that. Stop by today and let us make your machines run the way they did when they were new. Sovac City on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Well, we all know that inconsiderate people on the road can be really frustrating, and I don't think it gets much more inconsiderate than this. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So earlier this month, a guy was driving on Interstate 35 in Minnesota when his car stalled out. He was blocking a full lane and causing traffic to build up behind him. But apparently, getting his car out of the way wasn't his first priority. No, he was hungry. Because when a state trooper got to the car, he arrived at the same time as a Jimmy John's delivery guy. Yep, the guy ordered a sandwich to be delivered to his broken-down car. The trooper helped the guy get his car off the road and into a parking lot, and it turned out the guy was driving with a suspended license, so he got a ticket. But as far as we can tell, he also got his sandwich. Maybe the ticket is a little bit of karma and something that we can all take comfort in when it comes to an inconsiderate driver. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Okay, so you stop and you call for food delivery to your car. Do people do that a lot? We always hear stories about, okay, the guy in a traffic jam and he called for a pizza or whatever. But in the real world, does that happen that much?
Apparently this guy did it and he called them before calling anybody for assistance. So,
okay.
And backed up traffic to do it.
There you are.
Priorities, yeah. Scott. Priorities.
Got it. 624. So seeing a ghost, that would be pretty incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think seeing this might be even stranger than people in Pattaya, Thailand, walking on the beach Monday night when they spotted something out in the water. It was bright white, shaped like a human, floating just offshore. They were pretty sure it was a ghost. So they call the police because I guess the Ghostbusters aren't over there.
Right.
Who else would you call?
Who are you going to call?
Anyway,
yeah.
Cops got there, quickly realized, it wasn't a ghost. It was actually a very pale woman.
Oh.
A very pale woman. 40-year-old Chinese tourist named Anyway, after a night of drinking and partying, she decided to shuck her duds and go swim in the ocean.
Oh.
And because, you know, the people of Thailand basically have darker skin, they saw something that white.
Yeah.
They thought it was a ghost. Police wound up taking her back to her hotel room. They're deciding what they're going to charge her with.
Oh.
Okay, I just, you know, just oddities from around the world this
yeah.
morning.
Yes.
Glad to know it happens in other countries.
Yes, that's true. And again, yes, Florida was not involved in this one. It's a 625. Now, we want to hear about your baseball experience, not now maybe, but next
okay.
hour.
Okay, sounds good.
Since you got a chance to watch air-conditioned baseball.
I did,
yeah,
I did.
That helps a lot.
It know. Does, especially when you're watching the Rangers
yeah,
these
they're
days.
Yeah, because they're going to lose no matter what,
right.
that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of air conditioning, we're all going to need it today. And again, we understand it's summertime, it's Texas, we got to do this. But anyhow, high today about 99 degrees. They're telling us heat index will be 107 or so. Winds only about 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the south, so not going to get much relief there. And we'll continue it. I mean, we're just going to be at 99, 100, whatever, and all the way through Sunday. They do tell us maybe a slightly increased chance of showers at 20 or 30% this weekend, but that's about all we can look forward to. No rain out there right now, certainly. 94% relative humidity. Got a few clouds out there and got 77 degrees.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Vidice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Futures are slightly higher ahead of a closely watched announcement from the Fed. While almost no investors expect a change in interest rates at this juncture, many will be watching the central bank's policy statement closely for hints at whether there will be a rate rise by the end of the year and when the bank might start shrinking its portfolio of bonds. Japanese video game maker Nintendo has reversed into profit for the latest quarter from losses a year ago, boosted by the popularity of its Switch hybrid game machine. Nintendo reported a profit of $190 million, while sales more than doubled to $1.4 billion. Nintendo makes Super Mario and Pokemon games. An Australian regulator is suing Ford over a transmission that allegedly caused jerking while accelerating and excessive noise, the latest legal challenge for a global automaker stemming from safety concerns. The regulator says Ford misled customers who complained about the dry clutch power shift automatic transmission. Crude oil trading at $48.26 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members have taken the next step towards asking voters to increase property taxes for maintenance and operations by 2 cents in order to collect an additional $3 million in state funding. That's in addition to the tax increase generating another $1.4 million from property owners. BISD board members and administrators, including Communications Director Brandon Webb, continue to stress that the 2-cent increase is more than offset by a 3-cent drop in the district's tax rate to pay for bond issues.
This is not the gotcha scenario that some people will fear. In other words, you're not getting a tax cut today so that next year we can drop another bond on the community. This district has done such an aggressive job, what's called refunding bonds, in other words, paying back those bonds and paying down our debt structure, that we can be in the position to drop our debt tax rate 3 cents and raise the other side just 2 cents and give that money back to the community.
The board is looking at holding a special election in October instead of adding this to the regular election in November.
What we don't want to do is force the tax office to have to send out 2 tax letters. In other words, here's your initial tax letter that you would receive in November, and then the TRE happens, and they have to issue another letter. So there's a lot of concern about confusing residents.
Final action by the board on what Webb calls the TRE, which is short for Tax Ratification Election, can take place as soon as August 7th. The Bryan City Council and Planning and Zoning Commission continues to take steps to protect homeowner-occupied neighborhoods from stealth dorms.
Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says there'll be a joint meeting of the council and P&Z on August 8th to hear recommendations on additional controls on new rental housing. Last night, the council, without discussion, gave final approval to ban breaking large residential lots into multiple smaller lots. P&Z previously endorsed the ban on so-called flag lots as a way to help regulate rental housing. The council also gave first-round approval, again without discussion, to reducing the percentage of property owners required to establish a residential conservation district from 66 to 58%. The only council discussion last night came before overturning a decision by the Historic Landmarks Commission. The owner of the Aston Porter House at East 29th and Hill, Craig Jackson, said a wrought iron fence along 29th with a maximum height of 3 feet was not tall enough to protect young children.
3 feet is only about the hip height, and having the 2-foot square columns, that's just a place to jump off of onto 29th Street if a ball goes over the fence.
The council sided with staff to allow a maximum height of 6.5 feet. The application now goes to the city's Zoning Board of Adjustments for consideration. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
On the second day of filing for those interested in running for College Station and Bryan City Council and School Board, there is at least one candidate for each of 3 openings on the College Station Council. 2 openings are because Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz are not eligible to run again due to term limits. Yesterday, Brick's husband Bob filed for his wife's seat. On Monday, former Councilman John Nichols filed for Schultz's seat, and Linda Harvell filed for a full term to the seat she won in a special election last year. The rest of the list is online at WTAW.com. Longtime local philanthropist Emil Ogden died Monday at age 89. Ogden operated a successful oil exploration business and moved to Bryan in 1979. He was instrumental in developing the Bryan Woodbine Field, one of the most significant oil discoveries in Texas during the 1980s. Visitation is from 5 to 8 on Thursday at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church, with services Friday at 11 a.m. at Memorial Funeral Chapel. A statewide coalition of Texas police condemns the transgender bathroom bill as the state Senate passed the measure for the second time.
As police from every major city in the state were gathering on the South Capitol steps, State Senator Lois Kolkhorst was rolling out her bill to legislate bathroom use in schools and government buildings according to the sex on one's birth certificate.
Shuts down an opportunity for predators and voyeurs to assault women by exploiting this proposed lack of gender boundaries.
Just outside, San Antonio Police Chief William McManus told reporters the bill does nothing to make Texans safer.
It takes officers away from more pressing duty, whether responding to an assault, a burglary, drunk drivers.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss is Scott's guest on our show this morning following the 8:30 news. Strauss has stood with big-name companies that call the efforts discriminatory and bad for Texas businesses. Texas Senator Ted Cruz was mentioned by President Donald Trump as someone to replace Jeff Sessions as U.S. Attorney General. Cruz has said thanks but no thanks to that offer, which pleases the other Texas Senator, John Cornyn.
And the truth is, we need a full team here in the Senate, too. We're operating at very thin margins in a very partisan and polarized Senate.
Cornyn says Jeff Sessions did the right thing by recusing himself from the investigation into Russian interference in the last election. And one of the U.S. senators targeted by a South Texas congressman for blocking the repeal of Obamacare has been captured on a live microphone making fun of the congressman. Making small talk at a hearing yesterday, Susan Collins of Maine was overheard telling a colleague that Blake Farenthold of Corpus Christi is so unattractive it's unbelievable. Collins also made reference to a widely circulated photo of Farenthold wearing pajamas while posing next to a scantily clad woman. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 77 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning, 6:38, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota checking some weather, sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive, East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico controls our weather between now and Friday. We'll have sunshine today. Some clouds will pop up, and they could lead to an isolated shower or thunderstorm later today. Highs 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. It's 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. More sunshine Friday. Highs 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie football team will be playing Louisiana Lafayette this season for the first time since 2006. We'll tell you when. Meanwhile, the Rangers took down the Marlins to return to the win column, while the Astros maintain their 17-game lead in the AL West after a win over the Phillies. And a jury has acquitted Jordan Lewis of the Cowboys of domestic assault. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, of all the days for you to be gone, I think yesterday was a tweet fest.
Oh, okay.
I believe Fox News and one of their newscasts said that he tweeted out seven things yesterday morning.
He did have quite a few things.
Yeah,
he did.
Big news. But anyway, he's continuing today. Has he got more stuff?
He does have a few things today.
We have to do our official opening. What do we call it? Trump tweets. Yeah, okay, so here we go. From the leader of the free world and his telephone.
Trump tweets.
Okay.
So he was in Ohio yesterday, and he did mention, people of Ohio are fantastic. Thank you so much. What an evening.
Okay.
And, yep. And then just this morning, he started with, again, the crowd in Ohio was amazing last night. Broke all records. We all had a great time in a great state. We'll be back soon.
Okay, I just now. Okay, broke all records for what?
I don't know.
The largest rally held by a former businessman / TV personality, now U.S. president
in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. Not
on July 25th.
Right. Congratulations on the record.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So, and then just after that, he tweeted, totally calling someone out. Senator Lisa Murkowski of the great state of Alaska really let the Republicans and our country down yesterday. Too bad.
Uh-huh. Calling her out.
Yep. So I'm not sure. Do we know what Lisa Murkowski did?
Well, yeah, she didn't. I mean, I think
didn't
she
vote for health care.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's
yeah.
It.
So he just went straight to Twitter.
Naming names.
Yep. Okay. That was, and that's the only one so far. That was about 25 minutes ago that he tweeted. So we'll keep an eye and see if he tweets any more this morning.
Okay. And it was a 50-50 vote yesterday.
So he's still got a few more people that he can call out.
Yeah, well, sure he can. Of course, Mike Pence went ahead and voted, and that broke the tie.
Mm.
So as a result, they get a chance now to discuss it. Okay, and so now that they get a chance to discuss it,
so let's
we'll
vote to talk about it some more.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Last night they did reject a key proposal that would repeal and replace Obamacare, voting 43-57 on a procedural hurdle for the measure. They're calling it the Better Care Reconciliation Act. So, you know, as long as we can come up with some strong name for this.
Give it a
good
title.
Should be just fine, yeah.
John McCain, of course, returned to the chamber, urged his colleagues to work together. It was McCain's first floor speech since being diagnosed with brain cancer. He said, quote, "Let's trust each other. Let's return to regular order. We've been spinning our wheels on too many important issues because we're trying to find a way to win without help from across the aisle. Why don't we try the old way of legislating in the Senate?" Oh, Senator, we haven't done that in years. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
But you can't give the other side any kind of credit. You wouldn't want to do that because they're all horrible because they're that other party.
Exactly.
So let me see. Then the Trump Sessions soap opera continuing. President Trump refusing to say if he would fire Jeff Sessions, again, offered sharp criticism of him during a Rose Garden news conference yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes on.
That's fun. That's a fun situation.
So let's turn our attention. This is a chit-chat Wednesday again, as usual. The congressman in about 45 minutes. Then the Speaker of the House will be with us at 8:30, and then the Mayor of Bryan after that. So we'll be busy.
Yep.
Bathroom.
Well, you'll be busy.
Yeah, that's right. I know. You guys get a proper 20-minute break there while we do that. The bathroom bill now heads across the Capitol after a, a lot of testimony, 8 hours of testimony debating the bathroom bill on Tuesday.
I thought the police view was very interesting on this.
Yeah, what'd they say?
That they don't like the bathroom bill.
Yeah.
basically, and it was in my newscast, we had audio from both, I believe, San Antonio and Austin police chiefs. But the San Antonio one, he said it does nothing to make Texans safer. And if anything, it takes police officers away from more pressing duties like real crimes.
Well, and again, that's what we talk about when it's a seatbelt law or a texting law or whatever. They do have real crime they need to be protecting us from.
Yep.
Anyway, they approved it on 21-10 vote. The bill would, of course, regulate bathrooms in public schools and government buildings based on the sex listed on the person's birth certificate or other forms of state-issued identification. The author of the bill, of course, is Lois Kolkhorst from Brenham, added that to the legislation on the floor. Now, in the meantime, I mean, if that had not been enough, as we have that 8 hours of debate, as we have the police chiefs saying that they don't like the idea, the lieutenant governor continued to keep his promise after the upper chamber had approved the bathroom bill. The senators waded through some other high-profile items like legislation regulating do not resuscitate orders and ending the state's practice of collecting membership dues from certain public employees. Senate also approved a bill to put new funds into teacher bonuses and retirement benefits, slashing a controversial provision that mandated school districts foot the tab on the teacher pay raises along the way, and passed another that would ban taxpayer dollars from going to abortion providers in the state. That is 14 bills now that the Senate has passed related to the 20-item call that the governor's put out. So
they have been busy.
They have been busy, and that's what they want to say, and that's why it's a good opportunity to talk to the Speaker of the House today. Because, again, you got 31 in the Senate, you got 150 in the House, and so you've got different points of view and a lot of different points of view, and they can't, they simply just cannot as move as fast in the House. And, you know, then there's the politics of it as well. So, anyhow, we will speak to the Speaker at 8:30 so he can talk about that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that's pretty much it, at least for right now.
That's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff out there. 6:46.
I worried about my health. I'd gained so much weight. Didn't want to travel, nothing fit. A flight of stairs was terrifying. I was missing out on my own life. But since surgery, I've lost 80 pounds, and the real me is back. I'm getting smaller. My world's getting bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
From the same plant family that brings us cotton sheets, towels, and clothing, and okra to boot, come some lovely flowering plants for use in our landscapes. All are hot weather performers, and each deserves a chance in your plantings. I'll be back with some of the most important mallows right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. We're talking about the cotton family, and that would also include okra, the only edible member of the cotton family. But we're talking about the ornamental types now, and I'm going to start with Althea, also called Rose of Sharon. It's a winter-hardy shrub. It'll get anywhere from 8 to 10 or 15 feet tall, fairly upright, and it spreads to maybe 6 to 10 to 12 feet tall, depending on the variety. The summer flowers, both single and double, include shades of rose, pink, lilac, and white. Many white singles are marked with a contrasting red eye, so are some of the pinks. New superior types have been introduced by the USDA. I hope you'll look into Altheas. They're beautiful, and they are totally and completely winter hardy. Mallows are a very hardy perennial form of hibiscus, growing to mature heights of 2 to 5 feet, depending on the variety. That's during one growing season, then they die to the ground with the first frost each fall. The flowers are extremely large, 12 to 14 inches in diameter in extreme cases. Colors include reds, pinks, and white, some with contrasting darker eyes. These plants are well suited to the perennial background, where their coarse texture and summer-long floral displays provide a fine contrast to lower plants in the front. You can grow mallows from seeds started indoors in late winter or from nursery transplants bought during the season. Individual colors are available, as are mixtures of colors. They're beautiful and they will come back year after year all across Texas. Hollyhocks are old-time favorites in Texas gardens, growing to 3 to 7 feet tall. They're biennials. They complete their life cycles in 2 years, but there are some types that are now annuals. They're commonly grown as short-lived perennial flowers. Flower colors range from white, red, yellow, lilac, and pink. Single and double flowering types are available with flowers borne on tall, upright spikes. They'll bloom in late spring. Turk's cap is in bloom right now across Texas. Malva viscus. It's a native Texas plant grown in the back of many old-time perennial gardens. It attains 3 to 4 feet by summertime with dozens of rolled red flowers. It's extremely durable. It lasts for generations. Hummingbirds love it. That's Turk's cap. And you'll find it as variegated plants as well, and also in a white flowering form. The old red one is outstanding. Of course, there are cold tender cousins like abutilon or flowering maple and the all-time heroes, tropical hibiscus. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines of the summertime will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, Texas A&M football's Week 3 matchup against Louisiana Lafayette on September 16th has been slated for 11 a.m. at Kyle Field. The Aggies and the Raging Cajuns have met 6 times before, with the Maroon and White holding a 5-1 advantage. The last meeting came on September 9th, 2006, when Texas A&M bested ULL 51-7 at Kyle Field. Meanwhile, in Chicago, research on 202 former football players found evidence of a brain disease in nearly all of them, from athletes in the NFL down to high school. That includes 110 of 111 brains from former NFL players in the biggest update on chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. The disease has been linked with repeated head blows, and the results confirm it can happen even in young players, but the report published yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association only reflects high occurrence in samples at a Boston brain bank, in which many donors contributed because of troubling symptoms before death. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers started their 7-game road trip with a 5-2 win over the Texarkana Twins. The win is the third victory in a row for the Bombers. Landon Miner got the start on the mound, earning his second win of the season, going 5 innings, allowing 1 earned run on 5 hits and striking out 2 batters. The Bombers and Twins face off again tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:30 p.m., and you can catch the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros improved to an American League best 67-33 as Charlie Morton combined with 3 relievers on a 4-hitter with 12 strikeouts and a 5-0 shutout of Philadelphia. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch on Morton's performance.
You know, he had some good defensive plays behind him early, which gave him a little bit of a cushion, and then obviously the big inning for us and gave him even more. So it's nice to see a guy make an adjustment, especially Charlie, who got through 7 innings, which is deep in the game, and really successful outing.
Houston broke it open with a 4-run 6th, capped by Derek Fisher's 2-run single. The Astros look for the sweep of the Phillies tonight in Philadelphia at 6:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Joey Gallo slugged 2 of the Rangers' 4 home runs in a 10-4 pounding of the Marlins. Here's Rangers skip Jeff Banister.
This offense, when it gets momentum, it can kind of continue itself through the lineup. I felt like our guys, the approach tonight, much better. Solid, staying through the middle of the field.
The rubber match with the Marlins is tonight at Global Life Park. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, police in Lucky Whitehead's home state of Virginia say the former Dallas Cowboys receiver's identity was falsely used in a shoplifting arrest. Prince William County Police say they're confident the man charged in a case involving $40 worth of stolen food and drink from a convenience store in June wasn't Whitehead. The Cowboys released him this week after reports that he was arrested and subsequently cited for missing a court hearing. Here's Coach Jason Garrett on the Cowboys' decision.
Yesterday we made a decision that we deemed to be in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys. We're standing by that decision. We're going to move on.
Meanwhile, a jury has acquitted Dallas Cowboys rookie cornerback Jordan Lewis of domestic assault. The panel deliberated for slightly more than an hour yesterday before finding the former Michigan star not guilty. The 21-year-old Lewis was accused of assaulting his former girlfriend at his Ann Arbor apartment in March. Lewis says he's, quote, elated with the verdict. And in the NBA, Golden State Warriors guard and two-time MVP Steph Curry has signed his five-year, $201 million package. Curry will earn just over $40 million per season after getting $12 million while helping the Warriors win the NBA championship this year. NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant also signed his new contract worth approximately $53 million over the next 2 years. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Come out this Friday, the 28th, and Saturday, the 29th, to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment is your local source for skid steer loader attachments. For 2 days only, ASAP Equipment will be selling Vernig 4,000-pound rated pallet forks for $599. These are great forks at a great price. They'll fit skid steers, track loaders, and most farm tractors. 2 days only, Friday, the 28th, and Saturday, the 29th, pallet forks for $599. ASAP Equipment is located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1106.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Okay, so Steph Curry signs his contract,
mm-hmm.
and then Kevin Durant does too. And you know, it's like almost like Kevin Durant is a footnote.
Yeah,
because he's only making $25 million a year.
Yeah,
because Steph Curry's making 40. Is that right?
$40 million.
40
per season after getting $12 million. Yeah.
Hmm. Now I understand they play a lot more games and that kind of stuff. But I mean, what is an NFL football quarterback? I mean, what's the highest pay that they make? Maybe $25 million. Is that fair to say?
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, because Tom Brady was only making like $14 million.
Yeah, that's an amazing number. And again, I understand they play a lot of games, but
there's less of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. That's
also a big deal.
Well, and you know. And they don't have to wear helmets and get bonked on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, and again, that's an interesting take on the story that you had, Brad, because the story came out yesterday, and of course, the NFL has kind of paid that lip service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, we're gonna earmark $100 million for research. How much money do they make?
Right.
I mean, every franchise they've got's worth $1 billion. So, and again, if you're a parent right now, are you making that decision as to what sports you want your kiddo to be playing?
Right.
And part of that, I mean, to not belabor that point, but, you know, I did that. I coached those kids when they were 12 and 13, and I'll have to tell you that, quite honestly, we just had helmets that were kind of hand-me-down type things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, again, don't have the weight and the speed and all that sort of stuff that you do in big time, but nonetheless, if you start bonking your head up against somebody else's head when you're 12 or 13, the time has a lot to do with it, the fact that you spend that many years doing that. So I know it's football, and I know it's Texas and all that, so I'm sure we'll have a lot more said about it. But
yeah,
your point's taken. Those are brains that were sent to that brain bank for a specific purpose. So
mm-hmm.
what does that do statistically to skew the numbers? I mean, it's a frightening number.
Right.
And you don't want it to happen to anybody, clearly. You don't want it to happen to anybody. But that may cause some people to, I guess, maybe shorten their careers,
mm-hmm.
maybe continue to play football, decide they want to be on that path, but maybe don't play as long
definitely.
As they used to. Anyhow, we'll see how all that works out. In the meantime, yep, it's hot because it's Texas and it's summertime, and let's look at the weather. And the weather's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Once again, high today, near 100. Heat index about 107 or so, and we'll continue that pattern all week long. 77 right now at 7 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.